that bar. KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
KGBM thanks Wild Joe's Coffee Spot for their support. Wild Joe's is located at 14 West Main Street, across from the historic Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman. Wild Joe's brings you coffee from around the world and features a rotating display of local artists, live music weekly, and Slayer espresso in a warm atmosphere. See more at their website, wildjoescoffee.com.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM and streaming online at our live stream via kgvm.org. KGVM putting the community in community radio. And here at your community radio station in the Gallatin Valley is Carrie's Film Score Extravaganza. This week, we're going to have a sample of, you know, inspirational sports film classic, you know, which is courtesy of the film Hoosiers from 1986, written by Angelo Pizzo, directed by David Anspaugh, and starring the late, great Gene Hackman, and also co-starring Barbara Hershey and Dennis Hopper, who received an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor for the film, and also nominated, though not winning that year, was Jerry Goldsmith, also the late great Jerry Goldsmith, who was nominated for an Academy Award for his score for the film. Interestingly enough, he ended up collaborating with director David Anspaugh the following year for another classic, you know, inspirational American sports movie, Rudy, which we might end up having a listen to that score as well at some point in time. But today, we're going to have a listen to the score for Hoosiers, which, you know, lost to Herbie Hancock for Round Midnight. That was also the year that The Mission by Ennio Morricone was nominated for Best Original Score. That was a ridiculously strong year in the film score category. You know, it's Jerry Goldsmith, it's, as he often did during this time period, used a hybrid of orchestral and electronic elements in juxtaposition with the 1950s setting where the film is taking place, which would seem kind of weird if it hadn't been for a few years ago that Vangelis ended up doing the score to Chariots of Fire and showed that a completely electronic score actually could really work with a period film, as long as the period film was also a sports movie, which I'm not sure how that ends up being the case, but yep, it is. So, without further ado, we'll go ahead and have a listen to the score to one of the premier, you know, basketball films of all time. Yeah, starring Gene Hackman, Barbara Hershey, Dennis Hopper, and the music of the late, great Jerry Goldsmith. Here we have Hoosiers from 1986.